This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. Let's talk tech with Sean Preece of Double Tap Canada. Of course, you can find that show Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern time on AMI Audio. If you're listening to the show live right now, that's tonight. Tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern time. Mark it in your calendar. Listen to the show, Double Tap Canada. And we've joined Sean this morning for us, this afternoon for him in Manchester, England. Hello, Sean.
Good morning, DB. How are you?
The real DB, as you can see. FBI, don't you be watching me. So, Sean.
You're so cool. Well, I never knew.
Well, you know, I can sing some rap songs from the 90s. It happens. Sean, earlier this year, Amazon released its new Echo Show Smart 10 display with some new features, including a screen that can track your face. I don't know why the screen would want to track my face, but that's fine. More recently, Belkin has also released a wireless charger for their iPhone 12 that also rotates to keep your face in frame while you're recording video. So, Sean, all these improvements, they sound impressive, but here's my question. Is it too much progress? Is this, like, too invasive? What do you think?
Oh, well, is it too invasive? See, that's always the question, though, isn't it? When the smart speakers, or even before that, when the smartphones came, well, along with us everywhere, you know, we've got a microphone, you've got the camera on a smartphone as well. So people have always got this slight, and rightfully so, they should question, you know, what's happening, who's listening in, who's got control. In the case of this, though, I mean, I don't think it's too much. I don't think it's too invasive. Now, whether or not it's useful having a screen that follows you around, so when you turn around, it's always there, you're always looking at it, whether or not that's a gimmick or actually useful, that's a different question. But when it comes to being invasive, no. I think actually, look, let's be honest, if you're a nerd, it's just quite cool.
Yeah. Sean, there are benefits to having something that's going to follow your face around. What are they?
Well, look, over the last year, right, the video calling thing has been, well, it's a way a lot of us are working and keeping in touch with our family. So things like Zoom and FaceTime and Skype and whatever else. So when it comes to something like video calling, obviously being able to walk around and have the and still be centered in the middle of the call, it is a cool little feature. Now, again, how often are you actually walking around when you're making a call like that where you need something to track? That's a different question, but there is a legitimate use for it. Of course, when we're talking about this new Echo Show, something like a timer, if you're walking around a kitchen, which is what they're really playing on here, if you're walking around your kitchen and you are, you've got a timer going, then basically it's always looking at you. You don't have to ask it the time. We're almost stepping back. But it's always looking at you. You can, if you're following a video for YouTube for a cooking recipe, then basically the screen is always there. That's how they're playing this off. And, you know, with that and video calling, I think actually, yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, for someone who's maybe a little bit more on the move, the camera following them around makes a lot of sense. I also saw a similar product to the Belkin charger that we mentioned, shown on a YouTube technology channel earlier this week by a guy who I like following called Random Frank P. He was talking about the beauty of him recording some of his videos, some of the actual videos that he does. If he wants to do some action and he doesn't want to have a camera person in there with him during pandemic times, it's nice to have a robot kind of doing some of that camera work for him. So there's definite benefits here for users, for sure. Sean, have you taken the plunge to get your hands on either of these devices?
No. I would love to. Don't get me wrong, I would love to, but I'm not going to buy one. That's the difference. No, Stephen has, of course, got one installed already. I know, he's got one. You know what? I'm not really... When it comes to the smart displays, they're not really for me. Let's not forget that the Echo and the Google Nest Hubs as well, they are accessible. They do have a screen reader built in, so it's not like I can't use them. I just find that the use of a screen on a smart speaker, for me, in my situation, really, I don't get a lot from it. So it's something that, although, look, as I said, as a geek, as a nerd, I find it really interesting to have something actually move around. That sounds really cool, but No, I'm not going to drop the $329 Canadian to do that.
Yeah, that's some serious coin. Going back to the face tracking, do you have, as a user, have the ability to turn that off if you just want to use the Belkin wireless charger as a wireless charger?
Okay. So moving on to the Belkin, actually, this one's a strange one for me because, yes, it does have the ability to track you, but only in one app, and that's the Belkin video recording app, the Belkin camera app, basically. Okay. So for everything else, such as FaceTime, Skype, and Zoom, everything I said that was actually useful, no, it doesn't. So it just sits there. So there's only one app currently. I mean, maybe this will change, but I don't know, that it actually tracks you in. And look, let's be honest. If in that case, for the case of shooting video, let's say, then definitely face tracking is useful. Keeping a subject in the middle of the frame and zooming in and zooming out to keep them there. Fantastic. And we see that all the time with gimbals. So, yeah, I don't know. This, the Belkin in particular, just seems a little bit limited. Yeah. But maybe that will change. I don't know.
It seems a little strange. I understand that every product or every company wants to sort of expand their product base, right? But if you're a wireless charging company, maybe you should just focus on being a wireless charger.
Well, I expect you'll be emailing them after the show to let them know. I think Belkin are, they do quality products.
Dear Mr. Belkin, my name is Dave Brown, and my cell phone is perpetually dying.
Yes, well, look, Belkin do actually do quality products anyway, but they do quite a few, quite a range. So I'm not really surprised they're pushing it out a little bit.
Yeah, I feel you, man. I get you. It's about expanding the marketplace, right? It's about saying what's the value added we can offer. When more and more people have now figured out wireless charging, then you have to do something else to draw people to your market. I get it, but I don't know.
Exactly.
It just seems like be good at charging and people will keep using your product. I don't know.
Well, there is that as well. Yeah, I can't argue against that point. But let me just quickly go back to the Echo.
Sure.
You can turn off the following or the tracking option on that fairly easy. Also, you can decide, there's some options there. You can decide which app, or, you know, maybe just in video conferencing, just allow it to follow me then, or follow me all the time. And also, going back to the privacy issue, I'm saying face tracking, and I've used that term a lot, but actually Amazon are pains to say it's not tracking your face. In fact, they're not taking video of you at all. It's all done on device, and they're using a mixture of the voice. You know, on a normal Echo, when you speak, the light will go in your direction because it uses the microphones to decide where you are. It uses a mixture of that. And also just shape and motion analysis, which sounds cool, but basically it means it's not actually taking video of you. Sounds strange to me, but that's what they say. Basically, there is no way to rearrange it. If someone got hold of that data, there's no way to rearrange it into an actual picture. I picture it as like the Matrix, where it's falling zeros and ones. So yeah, Amazon are at pains to say this isn't actually face tracking.
Well, Amazon is going to be alarmed when they see my shape and they think, is that a beanbag chair moving around in the kitchen? Sean, what else do you guys have on tap tonight for a Double Tap Canada?
what else have we got? We have Clubhouse, the latest update to Clubhouse, which introduces, I know, not more Clubhouse news, but this is cool because now you can send payments through Clubhouse. Oh. Is this a good thing or a bad thing? We're also going to be talking about the Tim Cook interview. What else? Oh, and also Tap Dancing Ducks.
No way. No, okay. I won't ask. I will just tune in at 8 p.m. Eastern time. Wow. Okay. You guys have a good show sounding there. I'm feeling that. I'm digging that. Sean, listen, have a great broadcast tonight. Looking forward to tuning in, and have a nice day. And we'll talk to you again in a couple weeks.
Thank you so much, Dave.
That is Sean Preece. He's one of the hosts of Double Tap Canada, which airs Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern time on AMI Audio. And we reached Sean this morning in Manchester, England. It was this afternoon for him, but this morning for us. And you can also follow the Double Tap Canada team on Twitter, unsurprisingly, at Double Tap Canada. At Double Tap Canada. You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.